Blog Talk Radio.
Situation is fixed. Among the important birthdays today, it's controversial. The United States, after we won the Revolutionary War, may have had a president, at least he was the president of the Continental Congress and of the Articles of Confederation, which governed the 13 former colonies. His name was John Hanson. He was from Maryland. And some historians think that he was actually the first president, and George Washington from Virginia was the second. So we'll let the presidential historians duke that out. Got a call today from the Tea Party from Utah, and they wanted some money, and they're planning a nationwide campaign. At least this is what I was told. They have a website, but I think the problem with the Tea Party is with a lot of conservative organizations that I'm familiar with in my nearly 50 years of politics when I started back as a teenager in Illinois, they don't communicate. It seems like they're all off. Too many of them are on off doing their own thing. They don't coordinate their activities. And I think the big problem with the Tea Party was the federal budget is a behemoth, and you really can't attack the whole thing without knowing the sum of the parts. And I've told people this as a former program analyst that worked in a federal program and did a flowchart for the FBI, that you have to look at what's going on in your community, your neighborhood with federal dollars, the federal grants, block grants. The community development block grant is one of the biggest, and it's one of the easiest ones that have been susceptible to fraud, mismanagement, non-accountability. Another one that people are not looking at, and they should, is the SBA, the Small Business Administration. During the 1989 earthquake, apparently some of the property profiteers got together, and this is what happened in the Bay Area. They got earthquake loans for rehab and restoration of their properties. In fact, one was a deputy state attorney general here in California, and we exposed her. She got the money, and she happened to live in the neighborhood, and she didn't do the work. She also was claiming to live in San Francisco, and in fact, she was actually living in Marin, and she was on the San Francisco Redevelopment Board, and we exposed her. It's corruption like that. And a lot of SBA money that we saw went to projects and to people who were not qualified, or who, if they did qualify, didn't do the work or didn't complete the work. And this is this kind of fraud is rampant. The same thing with the HUD rehab loans that politicians and politically connected people get the money. They don't get building permits to do the work, or they get building permits and then don't do the work, or only do part of the work, or do shabby work. So these are among the scandals. And this is what the Tea Party people and other people who are concerned, and there are liberals who are concerned about the misappropriation, the fraud, the non-accountability of the billions of dollars of federal funds that are coming into neighborhoods. So this is what I think the Tea Party people should be looking at. Look at what's going on in your own backyard. Ignorance is not bliss. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. One of the interesting things that's going on is that, I don't know if this is still working, is the, the all these sudden politicians, the like the St. Paul on the road to Tarsus, he got the religion. Well, it seems that these people here are getting religion from, getting religion so-called for allowing gay, lesbian, transgendered marriage, when in fact the whole issue is economic. That not only do gay and lesbians and transgenders who are living in shared housing or living together, whatever, or even people who are asexual but are living in shared housing, they don't get the same tax withholding benefits that married couples do. That's the issue. And the woman who brought up the issue of in the defense of marriage, I think she's got a point that she lived together with this woman, and she's treated not equally under the law as we see it as a married person. If she had been married to a man and her husband died, she wouldn't have to pay that $750,000 probate tax. And I've heard this complaint from other people who are gay, lesbian, or even asexual, just living together, but they're sharing expenses, sharing households, that sort of thing, sharing the liabilities, and they don't get the tax benefit. That's what should be the issue. Marriage should, if you consider it a sacrament, it should be done by the various churches. The Anglican Church approves it. The Catholic Church doesn't. We don't know what the Buddhists do. We don't know what the Seventh-day Adventists do. We don't know what the Salvation Army does. We don't know. We do know what the Muslims do. And the Islam, of course, so you can't bring this up, otherwise you'll be accused of Islamophobia, political hate crime, all these diversionary tactics. And, of course, we do know what the Orthodox Jews don't permit this. So that should be the issue, that this should be left to the churches. And there's an interesting question here. If the Supreme Court were to get a majority, not all of them are going to go along with this, aren't they interfering with the practice of religion? That's a question that hasn't been brought up. Leave all the sexuality out of it and look at the practical aspects. This is what we think. Another thing, look at the Cyprus mess. Now, economic cognoscenti are raising the issue that Cyprus is just the beginning of a tidal wave of financial upheavals. And what we found when we researched San Francisco and California connection to the international sex trade is that a lot of these video prostitution genre outfits have been conducting their business operations offshore. And we found some in, I think it's, how do you pronounce it, Limassol, Cyprus. Of course, we don't know if they were part of that 127 financial entities that got their money out before the banks closed over there. So that is one of the issues that people should be looking at. Is the Cyprus tidal wave going to be hitting like a tsunami over here? Some people think so, like David Stockman. So, as I said, ignorance is not bliss. Now, another thing, a lot of people are buying, or more and more people are buying used clothes in the thrift stores. Well, we heard a horror story from I think the Salvation Army. A woman who is a doctor was going to South America, and she bought a bras and a lot of other underwear and a lot of other clothes at Salvation Army. I don't know about underwear, but She wore this stuff in South America, and then she came down with parasites in her breast and had to have both breasts removed. Well, beware. If you're going to buy used clothing, it's best to thoroughly wash and rinse those articles of clothing, because you don't know where they've been, who wore them, and what, if any, communicable disease that the former wearer had. Learn a lesson from this poor woman. Her life has been really topsy-turvy since she lost her breast, and it's not a laughing matter. It's a horrible tragedy, and I've heard there've been other problems. Some thrift stores that even sell underwear, but there are some people just saying no, they won't touch that stuff. Now, the other thing we need to be aware of is that, going back to the affordable housing, we discovered that some of these housing outfits that are funded by HUD would get money for rehab. But what they would do is use that money to buy recycled material, but charge off the expense to new material, and then they didn't even do the work anyway. The other scandal we discovered was dead people were getting homeless assistance program funds, and then also when these people vacated the apartment, there was a vacancy charge to HUD, in which the developer or the operator of the HUD homeless project was getting two or three checks for that one apartment and for that person who actually was dead or didn't even exist. These are the kind of scandals that go on and have gone on and will continue to go on unless people get wise and say, we want an accounting, we demand public disclosure of what you're doing, where you spent your money, and where you plan to spend your money, and how you're going to apply to get more government money. These are issues the Tea Party should be addressing, not going after the behemoth of the federal budget. Excuse me. Now, the other thing which we think is interesting is, and we're going to bring it up again, we'll play this federal program funds administrator, what he said. He was a whistleblower. Let's see. I'm trying to get it to bring up. For some reason, it won't come up. So I don't know what's going on. What we're going to do, because we've got this problem, I don't know what's going on. We've tried to call in. We're going to try to end. We're going to end early today and see what the problem is. So let's see if we can use our theme song to end. Otherwise, I'll just cut it off till we find out what the problem is for the next show. No, for some reason, it's not working. Well, we're going to quit early this time because of the problem with the for some reason we're not getting any sound, so we're going to end right now. I'm sorry about this, and we'll have to get it fixed for next show. Let's see what we're going to do here. Nope, can't do that. Well, we still can't get our stuff going up, and I don't know what's going on. It won't work. We can't bring up our program, so we're going to cancel out right now. We're going to end the program. Sorry about this. So we'll be back Friday, and hopefully we'll have all this worked out. So we'll have to do this. And let's go back.